Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And he did some pretty horrific things to the dog, which we're going to talk about in a second. Pulled the dog out of the car, helicoptered the dog on his leash, struck it multiple times within a minute, hung it up on a chain link fence. The dog would have suffocated and died if it wasn't for somebody coming up to the dog and releasing the dog. Somebody got pictures of the gentleman. The gentleman ran. Police got him. He's going to be up on charges, which is a felony, by the way, in most states, animal cruelty. The first thing I want to say about this is don't come to Vegas and do this type of stuff. I mean, you'll get caught in Vegas, obviously. Good. But, I mean, I see headlines saying in Vegas somebody is abusing their animal. And you obviously were from California, and you came to Vegas to do it. And so everybody's like, oh, man, in Vegas they're abusing their animals. No, we're not, okay? We're not abusing it. Well, I'm sure there's abusers, unfortunately, everywhere. But, you know, people do that all the time. They'll come into Vegas, and then they'll do their crime. Maybe they think there's less penalties here. I don't get it. And I'm not sure what this guy was thinking. I mean, he was obviously sick. But when you open your eyes to what's happening with animals and animal cruelty, it's almost, I think, triple than what we even see with, you know, human domestic abuse. And so animal abuse is a lot more common than you think. It's interesting. They say that many of the animal abuse cases are men under 30, but there's also types of abuse like neglect, and those seem to happen more so with women over 60. Now, again, those are just some statistics. And we're going to have Dr. Shields from PETA join us in a few minutes to kind of talk about animal abuse and some of the things that PETA is working on. But, you know, a lot of us have pets. And I love my pets to death. I love them so much. I give them kisses. I do rub tummy. You know, I have a little makeup brush with no makeup on it, but it's like really, really soft. And on my you know, shaky boo, you know, I'll like pretend I'll put some makeup on. You know, so I really smother them with love. But sometimes you need to stop and think, is that not what they want? Remember I talked to you guys about kissing and hugging and holding pets? Have you ever tried to hold your dog or hold your cat and do kisses and all that? That's not what they like. And I'm not saying it's cruelty. I'm not saying you're going to be, you know, convicted of that. You know, cruelty is starving them, beating them, abusing them in multiple ways, trafficking them, things like that. There's a lot of varying degrees of abuse we're going to talk about. But I always worry that if what I'm doing out of love is disliked by the animals, right? You know, so I'll say to them, you know, because they're an audience, they're a captive audience, and I'll sing, and, you know, they'll start to walk away, and I'm like, no, I'm singing to you, and I'll bring the cat back. Let me sing the song. And sometimes I'll hold them and sing them, you know, and they're like trying to get out. And I'm like, no, you're just being shy. Let the cat go. Let the dog go. Dogs a lot of times don't like to be lifted and carried. See, how do dogs and cats show love? Okay, well, dogs, they like their tushy sniffed. And I'm not saying do that, but and cats too. So, like my one cat, Sashi, the one that, you know, is having an affair with Shaky Boo, you know, over the last, I don't know how many years, right? She will, whenever she wants affection, do an about face to put her tushy in your face, right? Or in the cat's face or in the dog's face. So for some reason, they want some attention on their butt. I don't know. And I'm not saying we do that as humans, but you think if they want rub tummy or they want tickle attacks or they want little kissies on their nose, not always. Now, some pets understand us humans, you know, and they talk. Like my cats will talk to each other. They go up to each other, they have this kind of whisker tick, some sort of Morse code, and they'll talk to each other and they'll both look at me like, I'm like, hey, what did you say about me? And then I get like all embarrassed, like, you guys talking about me? You know, and I look at him like, really? And I think they figured me out, you know, because I'll go up to them and I'll sing a song, and Shake, who's kind of the oldest, he's like 13 years old, he's like, or 14 years old, he's like, look, just go with it, okay? She feeds us after she sings the song. But, and then they'll wait. We have this new cat, she's like 15 years old. She's just like, really? I gotta listen to this. And I'm like, if you want the eats, you're gonna listen to my kitty cat song. It's short. But I know, I don't want to be accused of abuse. So I'll feed them and then I'll sing to them while they eat. Oh, that's another thing. I was singing to the cat while she was eating, and all of a sudden she stops. She's like, wow! Like, shut up. I'm trying to eat. So the point I'm trying to make, and I know it's a very belabored point, is, well, a lot of times what we do with our animals we think is out of love, and actually they don't like it. So if you're ever in doubt, you know, if there's something you're doing that they don't like, whether it's tickle tummy, whether it's rip tummy, whether it's kissle nose, or whether it's taking their little snaz and just kind of, you know, whatever, talk to a vet. Because vets know these animals, and they'll be like, nah, they don't like that. No, don't do that. Don't do that. What they do like, okay, what they do like is dogs, they do like to eat cat poo-poo. You know, I'm not saying that's a good thing to do, but, you know, if you really want to, you know, get on your dog's good side, you know, I guess don't clean up the cat poo-poo that fast. I don't know. I don't really want my dog eating the cat poo-poo. They also like to run and chase things. They also like to go into the garbage, you know. Cats, what do they like to do? They like to be left alone. If you really want to please your cat, feed them, leave the food, put the food down, walk in, put the food down, put the water down, and then just walk out as quickly as possible and leave them alone. That's what cats like. Don't go away. We're going to be talking to Dr. Shields with PETA, 1-877-DOG-FOLLOW. Here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I would love to have the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. It's much better than this COVID. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we'll keep you guys posted on the charges of this man who abused his dog on the Las Vegas Strip the other night. Again, they are felonies until proven otherwise. Don't even think about it. And I am very, very honored to have our next guest, Dr. Laura Shields from she's a corporate responsibility officer for PETA, and she joins us today to talk about more of the ethical treatment of animals. Dr. Shields, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Oh, this is, God bless you and all the great work you do. So great. So you're a corporate responsibility officer for PETA. What exactly is that?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't know that PETA has this very robust behind-the-scenes department of corporate responsibility. And in that, we work with hundreds of retail companies to move them away from using animals. Because there's simply no way to source leather or wool or alpaca, which I'll talk about in just a second, without cruelty. So what we do in corporate responsibility is we meet with companies as best we can behind the scenes and get them to see what's going on with what's happening to animals, what they're paying for, and take action.
See, I love that. And you know, because, you know, some people have a idea that, you know, PETA is more of a policing agency. And it's not. A lot of the work you do is very proactive. Is, look, let us help you do this better. And, you know, a lot of your work is behind the scenes, and I don't think a lot of people appreciate that.
Absolutely. And thank you for saying that. Yes, so much of what we do is our conversations that take place before anything ever becomes public. And I think companies, they know that we're going to push them hard. They know that we're going to be relentless. Mm-hmm. We're going to show them graphic evidence of the suffering that animals endure, but they respect us for it. They'll sit down at the table with us. Frankly, because animal exploitation, it can't be brushed aside anymore. So they know that we're going to keep pushing them until they meet this challenge. But we help them do it. It's 100% doable for them, 100% reasonable.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
For example, with alpaca. Yeah, with alpaca, that was the PETA's first ever undercover investigation of the alpaca industry, and it took place in Peru, which is where the majority of the world's alpaca wool comes from. So you can go to PETA.org, and you can see the same footage that we showed companies, and it shows workers violently hitting and kicking the alpacas, tying them down, roughly shearing them, leaving them with these gaping bloody wounds, which the workers crudely sewed shut.
Oh my gosh.
And the alpacas cried out and they vomited in fear. So because of that, we'll sit down with a company, we'll say, hey, this is what's going on in the alpaca industry. You don't need to be a part of this. And because of that, they are banning alpaca wool. And that's how we're stopping this cruel industry from holding alpacas down, from mutilating them, from standing on their necks.
Yep. Yes. 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 You know, we were talking a little bit about cruelty, and you know, a lot of animals that are abused includes dogs, cats, horses, livestock. I mean, there's abuse happening in a variety of industries, I don't think a lot of people are very aware of that.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. You know, to be frankly, to be so straightforward, anytime animals are used, their abuse is always a part of the process. Anytime animals are used for fashion, if they're used for animal experimentation, and for entertainment, for food, cruelty is always a part of the process. So with alpaca, we had a spree, Overstock.com, Marks and Spencer, they banned alpaca. Gap, Banana Republic, H&M, they cut ties with the farm's parent company, which is the leading exporter of alpaca fiber. But I think you're absolutely correct in that today's consumers are becoming more and more aware of how animals are abused and exploited in these industries, and they're asking companies, they're demanding ethical, animal-friendly products to...
Right.
You know, they don't want to support systemic cruelty. Nobody does.
Exactly. Exactly. I think more people are aware, and this is something that should not be a part of our, our industry fiber or our economy. We're speaking with Dr. Laura Shields, Corporate Responsibility Officer for PETA. So what always gets tricky is science and medication testing and, human side effects. And, we still use animals in the scientific settings, but we've really, thanks to PETA, started to change, you know, many of our approaches. What are you noticing? What are some of the things that still need to be addressed, but what are some, you know, advances we've made in order to still, you know, advance in the sciences without abusing animals?
Absolutely. And it is wonderful to see that there's such, right now, a societal shift happening where companies, including pharmaceutical companies, you know, they are being held accountable for the impact that they have on animals, on the community, on the environment. And consumers are expecting that companies to be transparent, to be authentic in their efforts to be better. And so the best way to be, you know, one of the ways that you can be better is simply by not exploiting animals. There's just simply no valid justification ever under any condition for committing animal abuse. And we're just seeing more breakthroughs coming through where technology affords us, whether that be in laboratories, whether that be in fashion, that just animals are no longer, there's no reason to be using animals at all, ever.
Right, right, right. No, I hear you. So there's a lot of discussion among teachers. I speak to a lot of teachers about, you know, kids going on field trips to zoos and aquariums. And many are split in that they love the fact that kids are getting exposure and getting an appreciation and a love for animals, and many spur sort of emotions where they want to help animals and hopefully go into those fields. Yet others obviously are concerned about the confinement. Where does PETA stand on that? You know, how do we approach zoos and aquariums moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I think as people are becoming, as you said, there's more people split on this issue. There's more people that are becoming more and more aware that animals held in confinement, animals in captivity, in mm-hmm. zoos and aquariums, these are simply glorified, they're glorified prisons. Mm-hmm. Animals are deprived everything that's natural. They're not engaging in their natural behaviors. And this is simply not any justification to keep them confined so that we can simply look at them. There's mm-hmm. technologies that we can see. There's YouTube. You can go on and see animals in the wild.
I love the penguin camera. I think they have that on Antarctica. They have a cam where you can watch penguins year round. I don't know if it's still on, but that is fantastic to be able to sit there and be able to just watch real life. Yes.
Exactly. And just engaging in their natural behaviors. They're having the choice of who they're spending their time with, who they're mating with. None of that happens in zoos and aquariums. These are artificial environments mm-hmm. that deprive animals really of a life. And it's, you know, every person can make a difference, really. It's just, it comes down to individual choices, and how we spend our time, how we spend our money primarily determines whether animals live or die. So not supporting zoos, not supporting aquariums, and in the case of alpaca, not purchasing anything that's made from alpaca. Mm-hmm. That's the best way that abuse to animals will stop, when people stop supporting it. And it's certainly shifting in that direction.
We were talking about how
consumers are more socially mm-hmm. aware. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. No. We were talking about some people don't realize they might be abusing animals. People who hoard, people who, you know, have multiple animals and don't have the proper facility for it. You know, sometimes there are things we're doing that we don't believe we didn't intend to, but I've told people to definitely check in with local veterinarians or, you know, local, you know, societies or even PETA resources to make sure that they're, you know, treating their animals the way they should be treated.
Absolutely. Yes. And I would encourage anyone to go to PETA.org. You can look at the investigations. You can click on alpaca. You can send a letter to Anthropology to help them ban alpaca. You can take action. But also, it's just a resource. So any questions you have, you can see how easy it is to help animals by making kind choices and wearing vegan fashion and living a vegan lifestyle.
Very cool. Very cool. Dr. Laura Shields, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh, thank you, doctor.
All right, we will be back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's longtime ally Roger Stone is scheduled to begin a prison term next week after being convicted of lying to Congress, witness tampering, and obstruction. This morning, though, President Trump told reporters he's considering a possible pardon or commutation of Stone's sentence.
Well, I'll be looking at it. I think Roger Stone was very unfairly treated, as were many people. Comey and all these guys are walking around, including Biden and Obama, because we caught them spying on my campaign.
The president commenting as he left the White House to head south, where he's visiting U.S. Southern Command in Florida to review the advance of the counter-narcotics operation in the Caribbean. And then later today, he's hosting a campaign fundraiser in Hillsborough Beach, costing over $500,000 per table. This is USA Radio News. New COVID-19 cases continue to surge across the United States. Another record was posted yesterday, over 65,000 new cases reported in a single day. The previous daily record had been on Tuesday, when over 60,000 new cases were tallied. In Georgia, hospitals are getting close to their capacity because of people who have the virus. There is no statewide mask requirement, but Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has issued an executive order requiring masks in public in her city. She says she's not the only mayor that's done that.
The governor really seems to be the only elected official, one of the few in the state, who doesn't think that mandating masks are a good idea.
Tropical Storm Fay continues to move up the eastern seaboard, now impacting New Jersey and New York. It's headed for southeastern New England. In its path, it's left a lot of rain in the mid-Atlantic. It dumped at least 5 inches of rain on Ocean City, Maryland, in a four-hour period earlier today. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I spoke with an assistant principal and multiple teachers over the last week or two, and there's been a lot of concern and a lot of fear about how school districts are planning the reopen. There's also a huge disparity between parents and teachers and school officials. So many parents have been very, very frustrated about how the lockdown occurred, how homeschooling went, and whether they were pro-lockdown, you know, and pro-schools closing. Many of them did find that their kids didn't learn that well. They would screw around. They would barely get dressed. That's what I noticed. All right, can you please put some pants on and a shirt on, please? No one can see my underwear, Mom. Like, yeah, I can. Okay, just get put some clothes on, okay? Pretend you're getting dressed and going to school. Can you shave? Can you take a shower? And many parents with young children found that these kids, they're not sitting still. They're not staring at a computer for the hours on end to do their work. They weren't engaged. And so a lot of parents thought that with younger children, they lost out on a good few months of education. So there's a lot of petitions out there. There's a lot of calls for kids to go back full time and just go back and, you know, bear through this. Teachers, administrators are looking at things a different way. Many of them are looking at, well, wait a second, okay? What if we have to shut down all over again? Do we go to 5 days a week and then all of a sudden we have to pull the kids out and close it down again and then try to change all our curriculum back to online? What happens when teachers get sick? What happens if there's not enough subs? So when you look at the various plans throughout the United States, on average, we're seeing more of a hybrid, and we've talked about this, where, all right, we'll do in-classroom learning, we'll do small groups, and then we'll also have online teaching. And my guess is they're just kind of straddling the fence, right? Or they're kind of hedging here so that if we do have to lock down again, it's not going to be as big of a ordeal. But parents aren't happy. Teachers aren't happy. With the hybrid, there's complaints on both sides. So what we have is a situation where nobody's happy. And as a physician, I'm having a very tough time guiding or giving an honest opinion because I have some experience with childhood education. I have some experience with administration, and I'm a doctor. And I've had some experience with COVID. And when you look at the three, it doesn't seem to work. And the reason why is even though COVID is not really affecting children, we do believe they're a Trojan horse. We do believe they could carry the virus home. But again, that's not my concern with schools. And I know I sound like a broken record. My concern is once flu hits, and flu does affect kids, unfortunately, very severely, if they don't get vaccinated, we're going to have calls for kids to be pulled out of school and schools to close down. So when people say, I don't understand what the big deal is with COVID, kids don't get sick with COVID, some do, and we have some deaths, but I get it. On the whole, you're right. It's not as big of an epidemic in the pediatric population. The problem is once, you know, schools and cities have been used to closing down, it's going to be easy for them to make the switch. So who's going to make the decision? Who's the one that's in charge? Who gets the final say? Well, it's usually the the weakest link. You know, if you have adults in an educational system, you have to assume, what if they get sick? What if they get exposed? What if they test positive? I was talking to a principal, an assistant principal, the other day, and she said the big concern they had was once somebody was exposed to a family member, they had to be out for 14 days. So part of the mess we're in isn't so much the number of sick people. It's the number of people who have a husband or a wife or a family member. So if you have a relative or a house contact that works in healthcare or works in a grocery store or whatever and gets exposed, you're down for 2 weeks until that person can prove they're negative or you can prove you're negative. So, or let's say you have an elderly family member living at home with you, or you have a child who's immunocompromised. You can't get exposed. So now here you are, healthy as can be, but you're on lockdown and you're in quarantine because you're worried about this virus. And so my worry is coming up in the fall, and by the way, many schools are starting in 33 days August 10th, a lot of schools are starting throughout the country. That is in 33 days. If we don't have this figured out in 33 days, what should we do? And that's what I'm getting asked. That's what I'm getting asked by teachers, what I'm getting asked by parents. And so, you know, nobody wants to make the right decision or the wrong decision. But it looks like nobody wants to make the right decision. We have a virus that we really can't contain. We could do the masks. We could do the social distancing. But I think we've all proven that a lot of our efforts, okay, you know, didn't really work because here we are. We could blame and disagree on why we are here in July with the spike in cases. We could blame the protests. We could blame shutdowns being loosened and people going back out. We could blame the little mom and pop bakery. We could blame people's immune systems or lack of vitamin D. We could blame nature. We could blame aliens. All right. The problem is we tried one thing. We didn't do a real good job of it. People really weren't on board, and people still wanted to eat and get gas, and we still needed places working. We still needed to live life. We still needed to have medical open, and you know, we still needed to have some sort of infrastructure in place. We still needed power. We still needed internet. That our halfway lockdown didn't cut it, didn't do it. And this virus, I think, is going to be here for a while. I was hoping it would die out like the previous COVID, but doesn't look it. And I was hoping that maybe the heat and the sun would do something to it. No. We have a report now that the cold weather is going to bring it back even more. And meanwhile, here we are in the summer and we have more, you know, cases, you know, that than you know, we had previously. I watched the hospitalizations. I understand positive cases don't necessarily mean, you know, we have more, you know, mortality and morbidity. However, it is a sign that we still have the virus among us and we're still spreading it. So that's what that positivity rate kind of signifies. And we are seeing hospital beds start to rise, ICUs start to close down because they're or start to max. So how should we approach school? You know, some people are suggesting, why don't we just push the school year a little bit later into the fall? Well, then we're kind of pushing it into the fall and into flu season. Some say just keep the kids at home and continue doing internet, online learning. That a lot of these kids aren't learning much. Harvard, by the way, Harvard said we're just going to do online learning. So still pay your $50,000, but you're going to do online Harvard. And then you have other parents going, let kids be kids. They're only kids for so long. You know, this virus isn't affecting kids. You know, so let them go back, be with kids. And if we have to do another shutdown, we have to do another shutdown. So what I'm wondering is maybe what we need to do is, I mean, these school districts are overwhelmed, and they're trying their best, and they only have X amount of space, and they're trying to take 35 kids in a classroom, which, by the way, this needed to be done. You can't have 35 kids in one classroom with kids sitting on the floor, from what we're understanding. Some of them didn't have desks. I mean, it's about time somebody or something kind of addressed it. But if we don't have enough room, and we don't have enough teachers for little small groups, all we can do is a hybrid. You know, and I know it's frustrating, and it's probably the best of both worlds, or it probably ticks everybody off. But if you throw everybody back into school, and teachers are like, I'm out, I can't, I gotta take care of a family member, I can't get COVID. If you don't have the teachers, then you can't have the kids in the classrooms. Okay, I mean, kids come first always, you know, in terms of our approach to things, but somebody's got to kind of think about the teachers. If the teachers don't think that they're going to be safe, and they don't think they're going to be well, and they don't think they're going to be able to do their job, and we have a teacher shortage, we're going to be forced to do online anyway. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. There is a shooter at one of the largest Marine Corps base in Southern California. A shooter has opened fire at the 29 Palms Marine Base. This happened at about 6:30 Tuesday morning. The suspect has been cordoned off by military police, but the Corps cannot confirm whether they have taken him into custody or her. Not sure. Just a shooter right now. There was an active shooting situation that was originally called in. And then it was reportedly later that it happened on the base. And no details yet as to how many people have been hit, any injuries, any deaths. The Marine Corps unit has confirmed on Twitter that gunshots rung out at the base this early this morning. Military police are investigating it. And Captain Nicole Paymail clarified that the suspect was cordoned off. She said this is a military term and could not confirm the suspect has been taken into custody, even though they originally thought there was. Originally, San Bernardino Sheriff's Department said the base told them it was not an active shooting situation, but that a shooting had taken place on base. So we aren't really sure exactly what's going on. If there's hostages, if it was a suicide attempt, not sure. Right now, residents on the base were sent an alert message telling them to shelter in place as the incident unfolded. They said, please shelter in place until notified. Code white. There is an active shooter in the AMCC. Remain calm. Silence your cell phone. Run, hide, fight. Help is on the way. Run, hide, fight. Run, hide, fight. I had done a little bit of training when I was at an academic institution, and the run, hide, fight, it's interesting. It's a, I think originally we were told to, like, run, right, or hide and barricade, and then I think they added the fight because you had a lot of people kind of concerned, especially with military training, et cetera, saying, look, you know, a lot of times these gunmen are stopped when somebody rushes the shooter. Now, I would not recommend that or encourage that for anybody who obviously doesn't know what they're doing. But I can't tell you how many times we hear of, you know, things foiled or things stopped because somebody was able to stop the shooter. And unfortunately, we had a couple people try to become heroes after we had an officer shooting years ago in Las Vegas. And when the shooter, I believe, went to a nearby Walmart, somebody tried to, so they didn't know that they had shot officers, but they had seen them with a gun, and they tried to stop it, and then they got shot themselves. And so, you know, when your life is at stake, or you're going to fight. But, you know, if you do have a chance to run, get the heck out of there. If you have a chance to hide, you know, and barricade and shut the lights and make it seem like a locked door. You know, many shooters, depending on their, shall we say, their intent, you know, they might want to go for easy targets and then get out of there, or, do their mission and leave. And so if something seems to be a barricade or something seems to be a little difficult, they may move on. And it's kind of frustrating because, you know, when I was going through that training, I'm like, well, I don't want them to shoot a student. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a second. You know, I would rather that I don't want to deter them from coming after me, because if they then see a student running in the hall, they'll go after the student. And so how do I, as a teacher, protect my students? And so, I know, get my CCW and things like that. I know, look, I'm on it. I did my CCU class. I told you what happened. It was a cluster. We have guns. I did my CCU class. I passed. Everything was fine. And you had to go to the, you had to get a cashier's check. I got my cashier's check. So I did all that, but there were multiple steps. And then you had to go, I believe, to the sheriff's office and then give them their cashier's check. And I think there was like a 30-day window. And I couldn't really take off work until finally I was able to go at the end of the day, and it was on the last day, and I go and I bring my cashier's check, and the prices have gone up by $5. So I have, okay, here's an extra $5, and they go, no, the cashier check has to be perfect. And so I know, and I never went back and did it all over again, and because I have other family members of CCW, so I know I need to. But, you know, the concept of running, when we tell people, you know, you run, some think that they need to run zigzag. because if they zigzag, then they're not a moving target. Well, you don't run that fast to zigzag. I mean, if you're trying to pivot and, you know, move like we do in basketball, you have to almost stay in place to do that. And at that point, you could have already made, you know, yardage, you know, and, you know, between you and the assailant. So your job, if you are going to run, is to get away from them as fast as possible. Okay? Most likely, they'll have a weapon that allows them to go one foot to the left, one foot to the right. So you're trying to zigzag a foot here and a foot there. Don't do it. Just run. In terms of hiding, they suggest try to hide behind something that could be bulletproof. If you don't know what's bulletproof, you know, you try to make a bunch of barricades. Try to, you know, if you have to shelter in place, push things up against the door, shut the light, make it look like a room that nobody's in there, silence your cell phone, contact the police, you know, and pray. And then if you're in a position where, you know, somebody's after you and, you know, you let animal instinct take over and, you know, you do what you can. And it's, you know, it's frightening that we see so many of these cases. And this is what I worry about with schools. If there's, God forbid, another school shooting, I don't think we're going to see schools reopen for a while. And so, you know, we need more, you know, we need more law enforcement. We need more, you know, security presence. And, that's kind of being changed right now in a lot of places and, you know, in terms of defunding the police. I saw somebody write somewhere, defund the media. Now, that's not nice. That's not nice. But I get they were going after the media that makes fake news and, you know, causes a lot of hype and scare and all that. But, yeah, people are kind of in the mood to defund these days. Speaking of lack of funds, American is going to have a little less Dunkin', as Dunkin', formerly Dunkin' Donuts, is going to close 450 stores permanently this year. Many of them located inside Speedway gas stations. And, you know, it's interesting. I can understand why they might close some restaurants. You would think gas stations, since they're still essential, would still be open. But from what we understand, they're going to permanently close 450 stores by the end of 2020. The locations that we'll be closing are all reportedly inside Speedway gas stations and not so much freestanding cafes. It's a termination of the coffee shop's partnership with Hess. Hess is an owner of Speedway gas stations. A representative for Dunkin' did not immediately respond to a request for comment by Fox News, who's reporting this, but Today Foods said in a statement that the brand is closing their cafes in order to focus on the chain's independent locations. They say by exiting these sites, we are confident we will be better positioned to serve these trade areas with Dunkin's newest next-generation restaurant design that offers a broader menu and modern experience. So they still want to grow their presence in gas stations, airports, universities, travel plazas. I got to tell you, Dunkin' Donuts, they make some damn good donuts. I mean, I'm just looking at this, and now I want a donut. The coffee chain is going to now test bubble tea, Shandy's, other sort of, you know, new menu items. Dunkin' Donuts had, and now they're called Dunkin', had actually chicken salad sandwiches. That was kind of interesting. I had one of those. It wasn't that bad. In fact, in June, the brand said they were looking to add 25,000 employees to its workforce. They want store employees with online, they're going to provide online education, things like that. So, you know, apparently, even though their stocks dropped, they're supposedly moving in a direction. But sometimes, in order to go two steps forward, you got to take one step back. And sometimes closing some stores to kind of move and shift, you know, shift resources sometimes has to happen. I love donuts, though. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.